Normalizing my static electricity promotes healing. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with a thought for today. Normalizing my static electricity promotes healing. How very fascinating. How very true. And how very wonderful. The static electricity in our body, medical science has long recognized that the human body is pulsating with tiny electrical currents, and normalizing the flow of this electrical current promotes healing. How do we go about normalizing the flow of this static electricity in our body? We pet our dog and we get a little shock. We open the door sometimes and we are not grounded properly and we get a little shock. Static electricity is always in our body and we don't always know it. We don't always feel it. We don't always sense it. We don't always know all about it. And because we don't know about it, we are not experiencing it like we could. We are not experiencing it like we should. And because we're not experiencing it like we could and we should, well, it's just not doing everything for us like it can. We live today in a very wonderful attitude of mind. We live today in a very wonderful consciousness where we say to ourselves, I like me. Where we say to ourselves, all is in divine order. Where we say to ourselves, I am normalizing all of the static electricity in my body. I'm normalizing all of the electricity in my body to benefit me. Now, Tesla with his device made static electricity so people's hair would stand on end. And other people have played these games. And the static electricity is there and it doesn't kill us. Oh, it manipulates us and controls us and causes us in harmony at times, but it doesn't necessarily kill us. It can. But what are we going to do about something that we know about, like static electricity, something that we know about this activity of electricity in our body that is every moment current, active, wonderful, vital, dynamic? We know it's there. We know it's doing things. And what are we going to do about it? How are we going to have it be beneficial to us? Well, now, when you calm yourself down, you say, deep breath, let it all out. I am peace. I am peace. What you're doing, you're getting the flow of the electrons and protons and all of the activity of your body and causing it to be in balance. You're causing it to no longer be strained, no longer be stressed, no longer be in high gear. And as you're doing that, your whole body takes on a pace of ease and quietude. And as you teach yourself to do this, you teach yourself to do this, not consciously sometimes, you run, and after you get done running, you say, a deep breath, and you let it all out. What you're doing, you're normalizing the static electricity flow in your body when you let go and have stopped running or stopped pressurizing your body. Now, you see, if it is that easy, why don't I always do it? Yes, why don't you? We have many activities of our body, many activities of our mind, that cause us to be in high gear, that cause us even to be out of sync with all that's in balance in our body. When you say to yourself, I am peace, I am peace, I am peace, you bring your whole body into balance. You bring all the electrostatic activity in your body into a peaceful flow, and all is in divine order. You feel good. And as you feel good, wonderful things happen to you. Wonderful healing things happen to you. When a doctor or a nurse touches a patient, the patient feels the doctor or nurse's healing touch. Now, the doctor or nurse may never be so grand as to say they have the healing touch, but they do. Not necessarily because they have the healing touch, but because we think they have the healing touch. We think once we call the doctor, everything's going to be okay, even if the doctor does nothing. We feel once the nurse has put her hand on our forehead that all of our anxiety and all of our pain, all of our issue has left us, and we are at peace. We are at peace, and all is good. We have all of this energy in our body. It's vibrating at tremendous rates of speed and doing tremendous things. It's fantastic. And in its fantastic quality, wonderful things are happening. Wonderful magic is taking place. There's a young boy in Accra, down in Africa, in Ghana, Africa. And as this young boy was growing up, his father gave him a Radio Shack type of equipment and radio to play with, and he played with it. And he always looked for something to be more intensive, something to be more informative, something to be more magnificent. And as he did this, he was reaching into his mind for this knowledge. And he went on to school, and he went on to college, and he went on to the university. And at the university, he is now studying a wonderful capacity that all has to use energy and to use it well. And that our brain uses just a tiny bit of energy to do all the things that it does. And yet, it could do so much more. We're using it to such a small degree, such a tiny fraction of the energy, of the static electricity, of the electrical gadgets in our brain, in our mind. And he is learning how to harness that with even this small energy to do greater and greater and greater things. And what he has found, and I think that's most compelling, what he has found is that the reason our brain does not operate in a more functional, fantastic manner, not just 10%, but 100% of its capacity, is that it is fighting against the chaos in our mind. It's fighting against the noise, that every in and out has so much noise in the electrical static activity of the body that the body cannot utilize all of the genius that it has within. Some people have the amazing capacity to bypass this, to not be stopped by the noise in their system. They're not stopped by that in the electrical current and the radio currents and all these other activities that are going on. They have reached beyond that. We have had demonstration of that from time to time. Now, how can they do that? Have they got some special attitude of mind? Do they have some special current that's going through them? Do they stick their finger in a certain plug and come out with a plum and say, "What a good boy am I?" Yes, yes, yes. The energy is there within us. The power is there within us. We use such a finite portion of that power that it's utterly amazing that we are able to do as much as we do. But there are those who use that tiny power and somehow are able to shut off the noise, the chaos that goes on in their brain to bring about the magic that the brain is capable of doing. Now, this young man is studying that. And he's gathered many around him who are studying it. And they're all PhDs, and they're all great scientists and doing wonderful things. And they have found there are people who can utilize this power. And how they utilize this power, and the manner in which they utilize, and they find time and again, it's a matter of normalizing the static electricity and that promotes healing, that promotes genius, that promotes all that we are. What is the destiny of a human being? What is the destiny of man? What is the destiny of a divine being? Is the destiny of who we are to just be the finest that we can be? That's a noble thing, to be sure. Is our destiny to fulfill the native capacities that we have within us? Or is our destiny to reach beyond the boundaries, reach beyond the horizons that we've ever known? And in reaching beyond these horizons, reaching out to the magnificence of who we are, not only healing our bodies through the managing of the simplest activity of the static electricity within us, and it is indeed simple and unencumbered. When we say, take a deep breath and let it all out, we are managing our static electricity quite beautifully. When we take the time to become peaceful, we are managing ourselves. It's not a matter that we join the chaos, we join the confusion of our minds and our brains and our lives in the world. It's a matter that we join the peace, that we join the attitude that all is in order, all is in divine order, all is functioning perfectly now and always. And as we enter into that aspect of life, as we enter into that realization, what happens to us is that we are balanced. You can look around you, and it's really quite easy to do, and just seek to pick out people who are balanced. As you look around yourself, seek to be aware of people who live quite nice lives. They are balanced, they are harmonious, their quite nice life is done because they have put their attention on peace. They have normalized their static electricity within their being, and they are able to do wonderful things. The static electricity within us is more of a confusion than it is a benefit. And it's only when we learn to control it, only when we learn to balance it, only when we learn to be in harmony with the electricity in us, that we are able to do the magical things that we do. And this takes place every day of our life. It takes place under all circumstances. When you have a healing need, you say, I am peace. I am peace. In the face of the hurt that the healing need puts upon you, you say, I am peace. What a silly person. But something within you says, that's the way to do it. That's the way to do it. That's the way to bring all of the electrical energy within me into harmonious balance with what my ideal for it is. That's the way to do it. And we look at these balanced people, and we see that they are not challenged by life. They're delighted and thrilled by it and encouraged by it, and it just causes them to say, yeah, yeah, oh, that's interesting. Oh, that's fantastic. Not, it's impossible. How would I handle that? Oh, yes, how would I handle that? And they go out and they handle it. You do it all the time. You do it with every moment of your life. As you're growing up, you're learning 2 times 2 is 4. You're learning that smiles bring smiles from other people. You're learning that when you have a happy heart, everyone knows it and everyone responds to it. And when you have a sad heart, everyone knows it and everyone responds to it and stays away from you. These are the issues that we learn as we grow. We all know them. It's not a matter of learning because we didn't know them. It's becoming aware of them and using them to their highest and greatest potential within us, within me, within you. I do that today. And as I do that today, my life is filled with the vibrations of all that are wonderful and peaceful. You see, our brain, what we're doing, we're using some 10% of our brain, or quite likely much less than that, less than one-tenth of our brain, one-tenth of 1%. And it's amazing. We're using so tiny bit of our brain and getting such wonderful results of being a human being, of being a physical being, a being that does the things we can do. How much more can we do when we tune in to our real inner self? Not worrying about the confusion and the static and the noise that's within our electrical system, but being one with the purity, the wholeness, and the goodness that we are. You can normalize your state of static electricity and promote healing in your body right now if you wish. You don't have to wait for any time or any medicine or any doctor, any nurse. You are that doctor, that nurse, that time right now, and it is done. Know that about yourself, and love that about yourself, and be that about yourself, and know that it is exciting, and as it is exciting, it is something that you will remember all of your life, and you will delight in all of your life, and you will realize that normalizing the static electricity in me promotes healing, and it promotes healing in me today, in everything that I do, in every attitude of my mind, in every attitude of my life. And I am now wise, brilliant, genius. I am the master now, because that's all that there is. Join with me in this thrilling adventure, and as you do, you will be happy like I, walking the pathway of inner illumination. Know that it's done now for you. I love you. I see you illumined. I see it now.